in our second event during National Poetry Month. The next and final reading in our spring series will feature contributors of the University of Arizona's award-winning undergraduate literary magazine, Persona. And that event will take place on May 1st at 8 p.m. here in Modern Languages. Also, in honor of National Poetry Month, the Corey Press and Antigone Books will present a reading by six Tucson poets, Becky Burkett, Barbara Cully, Karen Falkenstrom, Deb Gregerman, Nancy Mendoza, and Martha Ostheimer. And that event is on Friday, April 12th at 7 p.m. at Antigone Books. And the following night at 7 p.m., poet and feminist scholar Margaret Randall will be reading from her new book, also at Antigone's. And both events are free and open to the public. And you can call the bookstore for more information. Tonight's reading is made possible in part by the Arizona Commission on the Arts, the College of Humanities, and the Friends of the Poetry Center, and is the second reading this year of our collaboration with Arizona State University, Prescott and Yavapai Colleges, and the Academy of American Poets. We are pleased to be a regional sponsor of the Academy's national programs, and I would like to thank them for their participation and support. Rodney Jones is the author of seven collections of poems, the most recent of which is Things That Happen Once, forthcoming this spring from Houghton Mifflin. His other books include The Troubles That Women Start Are Men, published in 1995, Apocalyptic Narrative and Other Poems, and Transparent Gestures, which received the National Book Critics Circle Award for Poetry. Jones has been the recipient of a number of honors and awards, including fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts and Guggenheim Foundation, the Jean Stein Award for Poetry from the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters, the Kenyon Review Award for Literary Excellence in Poetry, and the Peter I.B. Levan Younger Poet Award from the Academy of American Poets. He's a professor of English at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. In a recent article in Harper's, the novelist Jonathan Franzen suggests that one reason we might have so many gifted Southern writers is because of the deep complexity of the social fabric of the American South. Faced daily with enormous, seemingly inexplicable phenomena like the echoes of slavery and the Civil War, the concept of having once been conquered, of having once rebelled, those reared there are instilled with a pervading sense of tragedy, and in the case of its writers, an attuned awareness of history, contradiction, and identity. Tonight's reader is one such artist. There is perhaps no greater Southern poet than Rodney Jones. His poems, as arguments with the self, are masterpieces of poetic rhetoric, unfolding with elegance, at times with fierceness, and always with lyric intensity. The clarity of his vision as a poet enables him to transform the mundane into moments of rapture or searing inquiry, bringing his readers to the conclusion that perhaps there is no such thing as the mundane, as if under everything there hummed a desire. It is my great pleasure to introduce Rodney Jones. Thank you.